Hello everyone, it's Linda here and you're listening to Learning English Through Music Now. Today let's meet Adam Lambert. Adam Lambert is a pop vocalist and the runner-up in the 8th season of American Idol in 2009. Amazing artist and gay. And Aftermath is the most personal song for Adam. He and some friends wrote it. For him it's about being gay and freaking out about having to come out, but in the broader context, it says in the end you have to be yourself and you can't live in fear. So just do whatever you have to be comfortable with yourself and it will be okay. Don't be fearful. The aftermath of your decision will not be so bad. You just don't let people make you feel bad about yourself. Anyway, sexuality doesn't really interfere that much with talent. Go take the strength Aftermath gives you, and I'll see you after.
Have you lost your way? Living in the shadow of the messes that you made. And so it goes. Everything inside your circle starts to overflow.
Always have the feeling that I might be bisexual myself if the chance presents itself. Anyway, Adam is amazing and Aftermath has a great message. The lyrics say you must be honest with yourself and with others, and in doing so you will free yourself and can start to heal. It will be hard at first, but you'll get through it and you'll find others there like you. Now let's learn some new words together. Number one, aftermath. The consequences or outcome of an event, especially a catastrophic event. For example, this old gentleman needs to deal with the aftermath of the traffic accident. The aftermath of this party seems to consist of two injured people, a wrecked house, and raging parents. Overflow. Overflow means to flow or to run over a limit or brim. For example, every room was overflown by his friends. Authorities had said the canals could overflow, but it was not known to what degree. Take a step before you leap. It means to look before you leap or to take a step back so you can take a big jump forward. For example, marriage is not a game. Take a step before you leap. This is a take a step before you leap tip that sounds obvious, yet has been overlooked by many. Contradictions. A contradiction is two propositions used in combination, where one makes the other impossible. It is something that is A and non-A at the same time. And it's often used this way. Contradiction between, in contradiction to, in contradiction with. Sample sentences include, the contradictions are becoming increasingly acute. The incident increased the contradictions between the two countries. Shed. When it's used as a verb, it means to shed something, means to get rid of it. For example, the firm is to shed 700 jobs. It wants to shed its reputation for bungling and heavy-handedness. Glitter. As a noun, it refers to the quality of shining with a bright reflected light or the occurrence of a small flash or spark. For example, she was blinded by the glitter and the glamour of her own life. As a verb, it means to shed light. For example, morning dews, glitter in the sun. That's all for today. Just remember, no matter what happens, you'll be fine when it's over. I'm Linda, and I'll see you next time. That was pain. And pain is love, you know. But